The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Now, for the last time in 2018, two of our show favourites join us from the United States of America, Marion McKeown and Cal Thomas. A very happy Christmas to both of you.
Thank you, and you too.
And to you and to Cal as well, Matt. Happy Christmas.
Now, will it be a happy Christmas for President Donald Trump? Because it seems like lots of things are unravelling for him. I want to play to you first from MSNBC's Deadline White House show last week, how commentator Donnie Dutch, explained why he thought Trump's days as president are numbered.
Let me say this unequivocally. As a guy who spent most of his career in business in New York, in the advertising business, in the real estate business, the fashion business, it's a small world. Donald Trump, in the industry of real estate developers, which is kind of a bit of a slimy business to begin with, was known as the bottom of the bottom of the bottom of the food chain. I've heard story after story. This is a criminal guy. You have to do a dotted line to Letitia Jones, the Attorney General of New York, who came out today and said, oh, we're just starting with his foundation. We're starting with the organization. Russia and those Stormy Daniels and Cameron are the least of his problems. Mm. To your point, what is going to put him in jail eventually, what is going to destroy everything he has ever built and his children, is a 30-year dishonest criminal enterprise. That is what is one thing will take him out of the presidency. The other thing will ruin him forever. And on top of that, the political incentive for every U.S. attorney in New York or in Virginia to do it is this guy showed up and tried to undo what 250 years of people have been dying for in this country, who we are, what we stand for. So there is a moral imperative.
The rule of law.
The rule of what we are about, what our grandfathers died for, democracy. He single-handedly is the first guy in our lifetime that tried to undo that. And he is going to pay for that the rest of his life as they pick apart his criminal enterprise. This is the very, very beginning of the story.
Criminal enterprise. Wow, what they are allowed to say on American television. The idea of being able to say that about Irish businessmen and politicians in this country, Marion McKeown. But there are two very important points in that contribution. One, that Trump has been a low-life criminal type for many, many years, and that's what's going to bring him down. And secondly, this is the way for the establishment, the swamp that he has complained about, to drag him and suck him back in. What do you think?
You know, I think that there is something in what Donnie George said there, because, you know, Donald Trump could have continued on with his business and his reality TV shows and everything else probably quite happily for the rest of his life, but he decided he wanted to become president. And when you become president, which I don't think he understood, everything is under the microscope, everything. And if you look now at what's under investigation, Trump's foundation today was announced that it's closing down. That's under criminal investigation.
That's his charitable foundation, isn't it?
Yeah, for self-dealing, for taking money out to pay his legal fees, for taking money out to buy portraits of himself. So that foundation has been very seamy from the get-go. Now, you've got to contrast that with the gall he showed when he criticised the Clinton Foundation, and that which has done, whether you like the Clintons or not, it has done some incredible work overseas in really underprivileged areas. But we leave that one alone. Then the Trump transition is under investigation. The Trump administration is under investigation. Even the Trump inaugural committee is under investigation, and now all of Trump's businesses.
And the inauguration thing, that is fascinating as well, because this looks like tens of millions of dollars were diverted to his family's use.
Look, Matt, I was at that inauguration and I was at the four previous inaugurations. I can tell you $107 million at that inauguration. It didn't look like they spent $5. It was the cheapest, most low-budget, most dismal inauguration I've ever attended. And yet they spent twice what Obama spent in 2009, which was one of the biggest inaugurations ever, or even the Bush inaugurations, where they really did throw a huge, extravagant party. You could see the money. You know. So I think that a lot is going to come out about this inauguration. But Donald Trump, if you read any of the books by Donald Trump, and he did try to sue them and he failed, you know, he has always been associated with, you can't be a developer in New York, and lawyers have told me this, without having to deal with the mafia on some level or other. They own all the concrete. They supply the concrete. So Donald Trump was in a rough and tumble business, in a rough and tumble city. There were a number of bankruptcies. Who knows? But I think Donald Trump certainly, I think the pendulum is shifting slightly, and I think that people are now realizing the President of the United States to tweet out, to call a witness, Michael Cohen, who's cooperating with the government, with the Department of Justice, which he is nominally head of, a rat, for cooperating, is just staggering. You know, I mean, he has totally turned the rule of law in America on its head.
Okay.
I think he's thrown the American people into a tailspin.
Okay, Cal Thomas, is this wishful thinking on the part of Marion and all the, what you would regard as the leftists in America, or would you concede that the net is closing and that Donald Trump's past is catching up with him?
Oh, I think the net is closing. I don't think there's any question about it, Matt. But here's the thing that bothers a lot of conservatives and Republicans in the United States. It's the lack of equanimity. It is James Comey, the former FBI director, letting Hillary Clinton off the hook even before she is interviewed. It is not looking into the Clinton Foundation and all of that money that came from foreign sources but quickly dried up after she lost the election. Clearly, to any reasonable person, this was an attempt to buy favor for her should she be elected president. So I think, look, they can't get Trump right now, although they're working on Russian collusion. So they've gone back to his life before he became president. I don't know anybody who could withstand that kind of investigation.
Oh, sorry, Cal. I think there's lots of people who could withstand that type of investigation. The reason why they've gone back into his business is because of the links that his business has had to Russia, a long-standing way that he'd sell his soul to anyone, be it Russians, Saudi Arabians, whatever. The whole thing is intertwined. And there are so many business people who could easily withstand an investigation of that type. The issue for Trump is money from the inauguration, which seems to have gone off, siphoned off to his family. The charity's been run as if there were other slush funds for his private interests. It's his problem is what he's done that other people would not have done.
Well, you know, I agree with a lot of that. He would not be my candidate for a deacon in any church. But look, what the real issue is here in Washington, Matt, is the left is continuing to try to undo the results of the 2016 election. And they're going to do it any way they can. And this is one of the ways they have found out they can do it. Now, you had Judge Andrew Napolitano, who's been a Fox News legal analyst for a long time, saying he thinks it's a real possibility that the Southern District of New York in Lower Manhattan will indict Trump for those pre-presidential actions. Now, he also said, and this is interesting, that he predicts if that happens, it's likely that it will be a sealed indictment, meaning that it will not be open until after he leaves office. Then the question remains, can Trump pardon himself? This is something that has never been argued in the courts. I'm sure it would go to the Supreme Court. If Trump felt that he was in legal jeopardy, he might try to pardon himself.
Surely if he was to try and do that, that is the type of thing that tin pot dictators do around the world. That would bring America into a state of crisis.
That probably would. You're right. I mean, not even Richard Nixon did that. He left office voluntarily when a Republican delegation came to the White House and said, we can no longer defend you from these charges in Watergate. You'd better consider resigning or you're going to be impeached and convicted in the Senate. So nobody knows what's going to happen. We're waiting now for the Michael Flynn sentencing, which could come any second at the U.S. District Court in Washington. Cameras are outside. The judge asked an interesting question just a moment ago. He asked Flynn if he would like to delay his sentencing. And the speculation that because Flynn continues to cooperate with Special Counsel Mueller, that they might even delay the sentencing today. Flynn said he'd like to get on with it so he could get on with his life. So we may, if that happens in the next couple of minutes while we're on, I'll let you know.
Well, just a couple of things before I go back to Marion, there's just two things I want to pick up with you. When you say it's the left after Trump, Bob Mueller and his team are not the left. The lawyers in New York, or the judges, are not the left. They are citizens who are actually enforcing the law. That's not being partisan. That's actually doing the law, surely.
Well, if you look at the comments by James Comey, the former FBI director, who changed his registration from Republican to unaffiliated right at the time of the 2016 election. If you look at the staff of the special counsel's office, every single one of them who's working for Mueller is a Democrat. If you look at the editorials and the news stories in the Washington Post, the New York Times, two of our most prominent news newspapers. It is nothing but a drumbeat every single day, anti-Trump. And it makes you wonder after a while, where is the fairness and equanimity? There was nothing about Hillary Clinton on any of the things that she has done, and that's what bothers an awful lot of people. I concede that Trump has done a lot of nasty things as a businessman in New York, but so did the Clintons. I mean, Bill Clinton was accused of rape. Nothing ever happened to him.
Maybe because he was never convicted. What do you say to all of that, Marion McKeown?
I just cannot believe the obsession with the Clintons, even to this day. It's almost comical. Hillary Clinton did not commit any crimes. Okay, James Comey is no friend of the Clintons. James Comey, who I think is almost like a little more like Trump than he realizes himself, who has now become very sanctimonious. James Comey broke the Department of Justice laws 10 days before the election to leak that Hillary Clinton was going to be in. He had reopened the case against her. That was a violation of U.S. Department of Justice policy, and he went on to that. He went off and held a press conference where he took upon himself to chastise Hillary Clinton. He is no friend of the Clintons, and to say that he is absurd. What he was a meddler who had an oversized ego, and he has that to this day, only now it's directed against Trump. But there's a lot more reason to direct it against Trump. Look, I think, Matt, actually, the very interesting thing that Carl said there was about the sealed indictment. There was a lot of activity in a federal court in Washington last Friday, where an entire courtroom floor, the fifth floor, was sealed. There was a mystery person in there who was challenging a subpoena. Now, the kind of carry-on that went on there last Friday, where the entire room was searched for listening devices, the whole place was absolutely cleared of the media and public, doesn't happen often. I don't remember it ever happening before. I think that there's already a subpoena that's been issued to Donald Trump, and I think he's fighting that subpoena. There have been two appeals court hearings about this same matter in 2 months now, and I suspect that it'll be making its way to the Supreme Court. I think that Robert Mueller will at some point have to subpoena Donald Trump. It's up to the grand jury after that whether or not he should be indicted.
Okay, now what I want to do is one of his big friends on Fox News, one of his, seems like his key advisors, is a man called Tucker Carlson. He's in trouble because of these comments.
It's obvious that we need more scientists and skilled engineers, but that's not what we're getting. Instead, we're getting waves of people with high school educations or less. Nice people, no one doubts that, but as an economic matter, this is insane. It's indefensible, so nobody even tries to defend it. Instead, our leaders demand that you shut up and accept this. We have a moral obligation to admit the world's poor, they tell us, even if it makes our own country poorer and dirtier and more divided. Immigration is a form of atonement.
The reaction to that, Cal, is many advertisers are leaving Fox News. Given that that's how Bill O'Reilly was effectively brought down when the advertisers dumped his program and Fox News had to save itself, is Tucker Carlson facing the same fate?
Well, we don't know, Matt. We'll just see. The initial statements from management are supportive of him, but I might also point out that the business about being dirty immigrants was also said about the Irish a century ago. So people who don't like immigrants like to attach certain labels to them. I just think that was unfortunate. I thought he was making a very good point about most of the illegals uneducated, at least not more than a high school education if they have that, and many of them are a drain on resources here, and there are legal ways to apply for asylum, or if you're not applying for asylum, there are still legal ways to apply for a visa, a work visa that allows you to do manual labor in this country. You don't have to try to violate the laws to get here, but I do think that was unfortunate, and we'll see what happens, as the president likes to say.
What you say to that, Marion?
Honestly, I just find it shocking and sad. How many people went to America with less than a high school education and went on to become the founders of America? You think that people like the Kennedy family came out of Ireland with college degrees? It's absolutely absurd. And to say, Cal, as you know full well, that people can come in through asylum, half of the points on the border, the legal entry points, have been shut down. People are being forced to wait on the other side for weeks and weeks. They're not being allowed in at all. You cannot come into America at the moment as as an asylum seeker legally. There's no way of doing it, and that's very deliberate. We saw last week a 7-year-old child whose father was an asylum seeker died in the custody of the Customs and Border Patrol because of the deliberate cruelty of this system. So let's not even go there on saying that you can come into America easily if you do it the right way. You cannot. And also, let's not pretend that, you know, I was in North Dakota a couple of months back, they told me up there that they are desperate for what you would call unskilled labourers. There are 30,000 jobs up there they cannot fill. You know, all over America, farms everywhere, they do not have unskilled labour. So let these people come in. Let them do what Americans always did. The first generation comes in, they send their children to school here. The children get an education. They all contribute to American society. It's what America is supposed to be about.
Okay, and in fairness, Cal, Donald Trump's grandfather, when he moved to America from Germany, his first occupation was brothel keeper. I don't think you need a degree to do that.
Oh, I've got a line that I could use, Matt, but I'm not going to use it. Well, I don't know what to say about that.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Well, there you are now. Michael Flynn's lawyers have asked the judge to delay sentencing.
I'm just seeing that right now.
Yeah.
I think that is because they had this little conference. They had a break after the morning session, and I think that has to do with continued cooperation with Mueller. But the judge's statements were very strong. I mean, he said you not only lied to the FBI, you lied to Vice President of the United States, and you represented a foreign government without telling your superiors, the president, the vice president. You didn't say how much money you were taking from Turkey, the foreign government you were representing. So he was laying out quite a predicate for a sentence should he wish to hand one down.
All right, we're going to leave it there. As ever, can I say thank you to both of you for all of your contributions throughout the year. You're such valued members of the cast of The Last Word here on Today FM. Cal Thomas and Mary McKeown, may you have the best Christmas, and we look forward to talking to you again in the new year.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Matt. Happy Christmas.
Okay, we will have the 6 at 6 after this.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.